10 Sydney primary school students from exactly the same school have been identified as at risk of being radicalised. The public school in the inner west has now put the 10 boys in a special program. Experts say that there's this rising trend of children being identified as at risk of being radicalised, with more and more children becoming disengaged from school, family and friends. Educational and developmental psychologist Dr. Rose Cantillari is an expert in this field and can give parents some advice about what warning signs we need to look out for. Dr. Rose Cantillari, the educational and developmental psychologist, joins me on the line. Doctor, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Ben. Thank you for taking my interview.
No worries. Look. I guess we hear about these things and it feels like it's happening in another world, but we need to accept it's happening in our city, it's happening in our suburbs. What can we do? What part can we all play here?
Well, I think one of the things that I would like to see is parent education and maybe having parents becoming more aware of their, you know, of their children and what's going on for them, because many children I see quite a few children in my own practice, and I notice that a lot of parents are really, even though they're in touch with their children's needs, they're sometimes very surprised about what's going on for them. Mm. So actually identifying what's happening for children is really, really important at a very young age.
Do they have these kind of bits of advice in the schooling system as well? Because it sounds like, well, these 10 public school kids have been identified and put in a special program, so someone must have noticed something.
I don't think it's what they're noticing. I think what happens is all schools, not just public schools, but all schools do have children who, you know, with emerging problems, and they start kindergarten, and you might notice a few things, and as they get on, they start having behaviour problems, and some of these children probably need some special programs and they need to develop some special skills, and I guess that's what schools are doing, and they're doing a great job because they're actually identifying them. And I think I think what's happening, because of what's been happening in the news and what's happening out there in the community, schools are more concerned and are more into developing a better mental health in these children.
It seems to me, though, that there's a big leap between kids who are playing up in the classroom or aren't engaging in the way that we'd hope in the classroom to someone becoming radicalised. But then again, I suppose in some cases it's not such a big leap, and we need to be aware of that gap, that it can close quite quickly.
Well, I think the radicalisation, we've got to note that radicalisation is actually a product of disengagement. So in the past, we used to see disengagement as part of like drug taking, taking alcohol, taking risks. Nowadays, I mean, kids tend to take on anything that's new and anything that gives them pleasure or anything that gives them a sense of identity. And in some cases, we have a lot of an increase in incident addiction, and we also have a small portion that probably would be looking at groups and gangs to join up to feel that sense of belonging. And I think that's the problem.
Well, it must be a hard conversation for parents to have with their kids if they feel that they're slipping off the planet, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. And I think they a lot of parents find it they don't know how to speak to their children. And a lot of parents actually dismiss a lot of the symptoms that they could be that they need to note. And you know, things like anxiety, things like worrying, things that parents sometimes might think, oh, there's nothing wrong with my child.
Yeah.
But I think they should take note of what the schools are saying and what professionals are
saying. Good on you. Dr. Rose Cantillari, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Ben.
Educational and I can't even say it. She's a psychologist and president of the New South Wales Parents Council. You know when your mouth works the first time and the second time and the third time it says no, you've been doing too much talking, so bad luck.